It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Yes, hello, welcome, one and all. I'm a little late. Sorry about that. It's 1907 UTC right here on and on radio. This is News to Me. I'm your host, all that jazz. It is Friday, September the 22nd, 2023, and it's 35 degrees outside. That's right, hotter than yesterday, hotter than the day before, and it's nearly the end of September. It's 35 degrees, going to be 36. Not the best. Running a little late, I went through the news this morning, but then I forgot to organize the bookmarks. And I always hate doing the news out of order. So I was sorting the news, and then there was an announcement. I'll just go ahead and read it as the pre-roll for their news today. It has been a year since the Twitter exodus for Mastodon and the Fediverse as a whole. So SDF's seen an amazing amount of growth and interest in non-commercial decentralized networks. While Mastodon.sdf.org got its start back in April of 2017, we only saw modest use over those first years. However, at the end of September 2022, with the acquisition of Twitter, a flood of users began signing up. Now, like many Mastodon instances out there, we weren't prepared for the large influx of new users, many of which were experiencing Mastodon and the Fediverse for the first time. In a commercial operation, you'd want continuous growth, but that's not what's happening here. This is just my aside, sorry. So when new user numbers began to drop, we saw this as a very natural flow for our non-commercial community. The result is that many of you have found a home and have enjoyed being part of this aspect of SDF.org. As Twitter rebrands and moves more towards a paid service, we anticipate there'll be new folks giving Mastodon and the rest of Fediverse a try again. So, just as a reminder, in the USA, there's mastodon.sdf.org. If you're a member of SDF, you can sign up for social.sdf.org. There's also an EU one at social.sdfeu.org and sdfcn.org, as well as Japan and India. These just have the country suffix prefix or abbreviation. So sdfin.org is for India, sdfjp.org for Japan. There's also limi.sdf.org, pixelfed, and tubenix. So they're all are free and make no use of advertising. But if you'd like to support SDF, you can go to sdf.org/support for ways that you can provide one time or regular monthly recurring support. Another way to help out is to become a moderator on one or more of the instances. So if you want to, you can always reply back or communicate with membership. But anyway, I just thought that was cool that it's been a year. It's also like, oh, hey, just a heads up. I thought that was cool that it's been a year already. Time has been flying lately. Let's see. X1 saying, Viva Italia! All right, yes, we are alive. Claudio M. is on limi.sdf.org and tubenix.org. What did I say? Did I say anyway, I might have said something else, but tubenix.org. You can find me on all of these things. On Limi, I tried last week, I think it was for a week, maybe it was 2 weeks, but I tried putting up the news and, you know, two or three people were supportive, but it's too much hassle to keep it up. All right, so let's talk about some news. First, updates. You may remember the fentanyl baby from yesterday. Hey, LCD is on NCOM. Shout out to you, Claudio M. Howdy, howdy. Welcome, one and all. X1 Ears, the news bookmarks. Or is it erase? I don't know. You guys let me know if I should keep doing the Lemmy thing. I just stopped because it was like it didn't seem like it was doing anything. All right. So first, the fentanyl story that was really sad. The roommate was a drug dealer and keeping pounds of fentanyl under the in the house. Well, apparently he kept them under a trap door under the floorboard. Police have found a large quantity of fentanyl, other drugs, and paraphernalia hidden under a trap door at a New York City nursery where a boy died from exposure. Photos from New York police show bags filled with brown and white powders. Police said the volumes of drugs could have killed 500,000 people. The nursery's owner and her tenant are facing federal charges. Authorities are still searching for her husband, who was caught on camera fleeing the scene. So this is kind of an update from yesterday. I'll give you the image link because it's kind of an interesting thing. Blink. Drug stash. Let's see, X1 says, with a stone, I can kill 999999 people. sdf.org/l/19x if you want to see the drug stash. That's sdf.org/lima/19xray, sdf.org/l/19x. Anywho, hey, Alpha Lux is in the house. Welcome, welcome. Another follow-up. Do you remember the teenagers that were running over old people who were riding their bikes in the morning? A teen accused of intentionally striking and killing people with their car said he would be out of jail in, quote, 30 days as he was taken into custody. The two teenagers, who were 16 and 17 at the time, were arrested for plowing into a man who was on his morning bike ride on August 14th. Both teens are facing multiple charges, including murder and attempted murder. The oldest suspect is now 18 years old and has allegedly recorded the video of the crash as his friend drove. And so, yeah, he has an expletive-laden statement, but body cam footage released shows the 18-year-old telling police that he would get nothing more than a slap on the wrist for a hit-and-run as he was taken into custody. So, we'll see what happens, but doesn't sound good. This guy seems like a real piece of work. So let's talk about some death. Let's see what's going on here in Calm. The Z-Man signed up for Lemmy and then stopped using it. Too many services to juggle. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I like the privacy sub-Lemmy. Pretty attractive and decent stuff. Ah, okay. Pretty active and decent stuff. Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk about some death real quick. Two bodies found in the Rio Grande as migrant crossings rise. Oh, wait. Sorry, we talked about kid's death. So we should talk about other kids' deaths, because there's several kids' deaths. First, a woman claims she accidentally stabbed a baby while aiming for a dog who ate her chicken sandwich. A woman has been arrested after police say she stabbed her baby niece in the neck after chasing a dog that had just eaten her chicken sandwich. Sharon Key, age 32, was staying in a Days Inn in Indianapolis on Tuesday with her niece, nephew, and sister when the family pit bull nabbed Miss Key's Burger King meal and ate it. She got so angry she was chasing the dog around the hotel room with a knife. Then she claimed the dog jumped on the bed where the one-year-old was resting and she tried to stab the hungry canine, but missed and pierced the baby's neck. The child's mother, who was in an adjacent bathroom giving her son a bath, heard loud noises from the bedroom, and so she walked out and saw that she was holding a knife in her hand and her daughter was bloody and screaming on the bed. She called 911 while also using a hotel towel to apply pressure to her daughter's stab wound, who said they found Miss Key hiding in a bush outside the hotel. The baby was taken to Riley Children's Hospital, where she got several stitches to her ear and neck. She was initially in critical condition when she arrived, but has been stabilized. A grandfather to the child of the baby, the one-year-old, is expected to survive her injuries, but could be left with emotional damage. I want her to be accountable for this, said the grandpa. My granddaughter will be scarred for the rest of her life. Miss Key was charged with criminal recklessness. So, yeah. Her name is Miss Key because her name is Sharon Key and she's a lady. So they've been calling her Miss Key in the story here. If Ms. Key is convicted of a Class B criminal recklessness charge, she could face up to 180 days in jail and $1,000 in fines, according to Indiana law. So we'll see what happens here. Definitely a terrible way to harm a child. But it's not always just people stabbing your kid while trying to stab a dog. It's sometimes the police. An Ohio father learned that his 11-year-old daughter had been manipulated into sending explicit photos to an adult. He turned to the police for help, but instead of treating the girl as a crime victim, an officer threatened to charge her under a law most people view as designed to protect child victims. The shocking interaction was recorded on a body camera audio and by the father's doorbell camera in Columbus, Ohio. The footage... let's turn our Do Not Disturb on. Let's see. The footage drew criticism from public and experts who said law enforcement officials have long misused laws to protect children by threatening them to charge them with being part of the same crime. Experts said the incident also showed the training for officers on how to respond to child exploitation cases is spotty and not standardized. It's a complete fail on a legal level and on a human level, according to Scott Berkowitz, founder and president of the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. I'm thinking this is a prevention network and not a promotion group. The nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization. There we go. In a redacted body camera recording obtained by the AP, the father asks if there's anything the police can do. A female officer is heard replying that his 11-year-old could be charged with creating child porn. The parent protests that she is a child and a victim who is manipulated by an adult. It doesn't matter, the officer said, she's still creating it. The angry father ends the conversation and slams the door behind him. The video he posted to TikTok's been watched more than 750,000 times. I'm guessing if the father is abusing a child, that could be all three at once. Police have not released the father's name. The AP, which doesn't identify victims, reached out on social media and by phone, but didn't receive a response. Columbus Police Chief responded quickly in a statement that the officer's conduct was being investigated and it didn't meet division standards. So, just amazing. But don't worry, the state fails us even whenever the cops, even when the cops aren't actively killing someone or accusing children of creating child porn instead of trying to find the people who are causing them to create, you know, to do this kind of stuff. A Texas man accused of raping a girl is released on a $1 personal recognizance bond after prosecutors missed a deadline. So this, I think the law is good here, but this is just a sign of how poorly run the state of Texas is. A Texas man accused of assaulting a 16-year-old girl has been freed on a $1 personal recognizance bond after prosecutors missed the deadline to indict him on charges. Luis Sanchez, 25, was accused of plying the girl with alcohol, drugging, and then raping her at his home in Houston back in April 2022. The victim told her mother about the incident 3 months later, saying he drugged and raped her. She later told authorities that she had passed out after drinking Smirnoff and woke up naked in bed next to the 24-year-old. Court documents revealed that the teenager became pregnant, and DNA tests proved that he was the father. The suspect was arrested on charges in May of 2023 and was being held. But due to a mistake by authorities, he's free from prison, and the state of Texas prosecutors are required to obtain an indictment within 90 days of someone being held in custody. If the deadline's missed, the law says the individual is entitled to a reasonable or personal recognizance bond. Prosecutors missed the deadline by 2 whole days by making him eligible for release. Let's see. Court paperwork shows that Sanchez is poverty-stricken, and so his attorney filed a motion to reduce his bond. They then set it for $1. He was then released from Harris County Jail on Thursday, September 21st, with an ankle monitor, and he's under house arrest at a homeless shelter. The alleged victim's mother slammed his release. They're shocked, and they feel blindsided. He's going to appear in court in November 2023. So, he hasn't been indicted yet. And now I guess his indictment is in November of 2023. And he was charged in May of 2020. So it takes them, 6 months to get to a case? Anyway, really, really, really slow rolling it here. Claudio, I'm saying, give it up again for the cops. Yeah. Also, because Texas. LCD is from Texas. I'm in Texas. Claudio M, since I live in Florida, I can say that. but yeah, because Texas. So anyway, just a lot of disappointments there. But don't worry, it's not all just in Texas. Well, I spoke too soon. Two bodies of migrants were recovered from the Rio Grande, separating the U.S. and Mexico this week, including a three-year-old child. Migrant arrivals at the U.S. southern border have spiked to near record numbers in September, putting a strain on resources. The child's believed to have drowned after being swept away while crossing the river. Hundreds of migrants die each year while attempting the crossing. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, spokesperson quoted by CBS, the BBC's U.S. partner, the body of the three-year-old was recovered near the town of Eagle Pass on Wednesday. He was traveling with family and was pronounced dead at a local hospital. And I can guarantee you that they created a file and have a large multi-thousand-dollar bill to collect and announce the boy's death. The following morning, Texas state troopers located another body submerged in the same area. And Claudio M. says, because Florida. Not only those born here can be called Florida person. So my kids are Florida men. shout out WX boss. Hello, hello, welcome. Both of the bodies were discovered to the north of a controversial string of border buoys set up to deter migrant crossings near Eagle Pass. Crossings are insanely high, 200,000 or more, year over year. But that's ties into our friends over in Lampedusa. You may recall I've talked about Lampedusa quite a bit. This is a little island that has a few hundred people that live on it regularly. But the people in Africa, in northern Africa, like in Tunisia, and they figured out, hey, this island is pretty close by. So they show up in the thousands. The tiny island of Lampedusa struggled Thursday to cope with a surge in migrant boats from North Africa after numbers peaked at 7,000 people, equivalent to the entire local population, 7,000 people. So anyway, we talked about this last week, and it's like no sooner than the people were cleared out, now there are 7,000 more people that have shown up. So days of fine weather have seen a surge in recent days, with more than 5,000 people arriving in Italy on Tuesday alone. Most are picked up at sea from rickety boats by the Coast Guard, which brings them to the Lampedusa port. 400 arrived from Thursday in 9 boats from Tunisia, but many do not survive the journey. More than 2,000 have died this year crossing between North Africa and Italy and Malta, according to the UN. Check in on comm real quick. I'm a bad parent for letting him be born here. I have an uncle who moved down from Michigan. He has 100% become Florida man. poor Z-man. If you move to Florida, if you try hard enough, you can become a Florida person, I think. But you have to get special clearance. Oh, gosh. We've only got 5 minutes to go, so I want to be sure and remind you that at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, right here on Anon Radio, is the Dubious Goals Committee. It's a fun show that airs with Tobe, our chairperson, founder and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, along with the sergeant-in-arms, Pippa the Cat. Lots of fun and adventure. The weather's been nice, so we've been able to go outside and explore the creek and collect golf balls, fill up our jugs, see Mottis and other critters and dudes every goddamn day. So check it out. It's a fun show, and it'll be on in just a few minutes. Shout out to Kajtek. Let me know in comm how I should say it. But shout out, welcome, hello. Tobe, chair pronoun. we still haven't gotten through all the child death yet. Surprisingly, it's taken almost the whole show. We haven't finished all the child death yet. Two adults have died after a charter bus carrying members of a high school band crashed on Interstate 84. Well, a charter bus with a high school, I've got a feeling Yep. Shortly before 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, a bus carrying members of the Farmingdale High School band crashed down an embankment, with authorities saying a flat tire is likely the cause of the incident. The two adults were killed were identified as the band director and retired social studies teacher. The group of 300 students from Long Island was traveling in a 6-bus convoy from Nassau County to a band camp event in Pennsylvania. It tumbled down a 50-foot ravine. While it's preliminary, it's likely that a faulty front tire contributed to the accident, although it is still under investigation. And they said 5 to 6 students were critically injured, and dozens were injured. So, let's see. Chi-Tech. All right. Chi-Tech. Approved. Oh, man. Well, welcome, welcome. La FO. So there was a bus crash. What else is going on? The UAW strike has expanded to dozens of sites at GM and Stellantis. So the UAW is not playing around. We'll see what happens there. We've only got a few minutes, so let me tell you about the space news that's happening. Chandrayaan 3, the Indian Space Agency, says no signal yet from the moon lander. India's space agency says it's trying to contact its moon lander and rover as a new lunar day begins, but it hasn't received any signals so far. It touched down near the moon's south pole in August, and it ran around, but then the night came, and so they had to shut it down, put it in low power mode, and once the sun hits it, it's supposed to wake back up. But they haven't been able to get a hold of it yet, so this little rover that could might have already passed away. We'll find out soon enough. And asteroid Bennu is a journey back to our origins. NASA's OSIRIS-REx capsule will come screaming into Earth's atmosphere on Sunday at more than 15 times the speed of a bullet. It will make a fireball in the sky as it does so, but a heat shield and parachutes will slow the descent and bring it to a gentle touchdown in Utah's West Desert. The capsule is carrying a handful of dust grabbed from asteroid Bennu, a mountain-sized space rock that promises to inform the most profound questions of where do we come from. It's a 250-gram, 9-ounce chunk of the asteroid. All right. Well, thanks for listening and hanging out. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. I'll be back on Monday. And stick around also on Tuesday for A Step Further Out with Apublius. It's also a fun show. Here's exit music.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Thanks for being here and listening to the news.